Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is. It's the nicest thing. It's really great. There's just one thing that I don't get personally, and that is, it says right here, this schoolgirl is in for a surprise. She's going to get a face full of jizz, and she's going to like it.
She's gonna like it.
Yeah. So,
that's not the get.
Well, which one is a surprise? Because a surprise, singular, one surprise, but it says she's going to get a face full of jizz and she's going to like it. So which one is a surprise? What, that she gets a bunch of jizz on her face and she wasn't expecting it? Or that once the jizz is on her face, she finds that she actually likes it?
They're both a surprise.
No, they can't be. They can't be because it says a surprise right there on the box. So what I'm proposing to you right now is that we change this to this schoolgirl is in for two surprises. No, this schoolgirl is in for some surprises because then that opens it up.
For two surprises today, folks.
Everything okay over there?
Yeah.
A lot of knob twiddling going on.
Some smear put the headphones in the wrong jack. No big deal. I was in for a bit of a surprise myself.
Two surprises.
Yeah. Let's just say several surprises.
Some surprises.
What was it?
That was Party Down, man, which I crushed in about 3 days. The good 10 hours worth of TV.
Two seasons. On IFC or what?
Originally on Stars. Yeah. And it was on Netflix. Just streaming on Netflix. The voice you heard was the derelict agent who tried to get Kenny Powers to play for, was it the Marlins or the Rays at the end of season one?
Or the dude from Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, yeah. He's like, hey, let's F the kids. Yeah, let's, good stuff. Shall I bring down the motorhead?
Is it going to work this time?
It'll work. Check it out. Smooth.
Before, it sounded like you were messing with the EQ or something.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Someone mashed the headphones into the CD deck instead of the console, and I thought... Yeah. Bunch of damned idiots. And I thought it might work. I was like, why would they put it there if it wasn't working? But it wasn't working. So I turned on the mics, and when I usually rejoin, I just sat there silently, like, why isn't my headphone producing noise?
I thought you were working on your Marcel Marceau.
No. No mime shtick for the studios today, children. Well,
mime radio.
Oh, God. All mime all the time.
The best hour John Papa Giorgio ever put on radio.
Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you. Bitch. I'd be more mad, except your cat's, your t-shirt, it's a cat, and it's wishing on a genie lamp.
And it's wishing for a cheeseburger.
And the genie is a cat as well.
Yeah, gotta love his little face. Like, he's got an awesome little face.
It's kind of cute. Plus, yeah. You've been pointing at your tits for 45 right. minutes,
just
showing it
at,
off.
Look at these,
there
gentlemen.
We go. Yay, best shirt ever. Well, folks, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today... Will Papa Giorgio.
Enunciation.
Thank you. I thought you'd like that. And Kate, whose last name we'll never learn. One of these days, she'll reveal it. One of these days.
I don't need people finding me.
You can find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, Twitter at Papa's Basement. Will is at Billy Basil.
Yes.
Kate is at Atomic Kate, two C's in the middle. What? Just a whole lot of C in that gal.
Yes.
There you go.
Extra C.
Exactly. And before, I had a whole show lined up, but I walked in the studio today, and I found something in the trash can so disgusting that I had to share. And not disgusting in the sense that there's like 40 used tissues in there that I had
that
to wade through.
That's disgusting.
That
you
was
waded
disgusting
through
its own way. Yeah. And, you know, my hands will be fine.
Like a champ.
Exactly. I put holy water on them afterward. That'll work just fine. Look what I found in the trash can that I had to go diving after. I present you, Will, Because Atomic Kate already saw it. She gets here.
I know what it is.
You can already tell from the back.
It's whatever Thundercast 65 was on.
That's
Lost
right.
Lost Exorcisto? Is that what it's
Lost Exorcisto, Devil Music Volume 1. I found the inlay to White Zombie's debut opus.
Yeah, it's kind of where it belongs.
In the track. What?
I'm
Get
sorry.
The F out of here. Were you never a zombie fan as a kid?
Not really. And this CD sounds like it was produced in a bum's a-hole.
Dude, that album is so integral to my childhood, I can't even articulate it. Beavis and Butthead said that was a cool album. White Zombie, Rob Zombie specifically, they owe their entire damn career to Beavis and Butthead's endorsement.
I don't even remember that, but I read some interview with the guy from Winger, Red Beach.
Kip Winger.
No, not the singer, the guitarist. This was Red Beach.
Red Beach?
Reb, R-E-B. Go figure.
Reb Beach. Two B's in the middle.
I'm still reeling
I don't think
from...
that's his Christian name.
Really?
I'm still reeling from the statement, I read an interview with the guy from Winger.
Well, it was in a guitar magazine. And the 80s are making a comeback, man.
Did he ever disclose what happened to that gal who was only 17 at the time? Did she ever age past that? Did they end happily ever after?
She kept staying the same age, man. Yes, she did. But,
Was Kip Winger indeed headed for a heartbreak?
His quote was, you know, people say Beavis and Butthead made White Zombie, but they killed Winger. Because he was saying, like, so they were doing all right until Stewart,
you little fat kid
in the Winger shirt.
Oh, my God. Stewart, their little bitch.
Yeah,
their protege.
It's like they were in the middle of a tour when the show blew up.
Uh-huh.
And I think it just like
by the end
derailed their career.
Oh my God. He's full of S though. I'm sorry. They weren't doing that well by then.
No, that was like what, 94?
94. So you're talking
Nirvana had already.
Exactly.
I don't know though. 92 to 94, a lot of those hair bands were like
they overlapped. Not only that, the look of like Pearl Jam and stuff. You look back, it's still a bunch
80s-ish.
Of
80s-ish.
Yeah, it's still a bunch of white guys with long, you know, Vidal
curly
Sassoon.
Hair. Yeah. No. There's definitely an 80s element to
if
the 90s.
Some goddamn flannel on and took down the hairspray a touch, and lo and behold, it's a musical revolution.
To me, I think the very defining 90s moment was when all the chicks started cutting their hair. Because of Jennifer Aniston.
Remember that?
Like, every chick got like this short haircut. Like
Rachel?
Yeah, like Christina Applegate did it. And
did they also get her perky tees with nipples that refused to be caged? No, they didn't. And thus they missed the point.
Oh, she's still disgusting.
She's so gross, but that was a great TV rack.
I don't know what it is with her. I think it's just that Greek schnoz.
No, she's a dumb twat. That's what it is with her. The half-Greekness thing should work.
Your statement implies that there's some women who aren't.
I like Atomic Kate just fine. For once.
Smart twat.
Yeah, for once. I would agree with you compared to you.
But have you seen her choice in footwear?
I
was just thinking on the way in, I should
I
really tweet
down.
That Papa Bear is going to make fun of my Vibrams.
Oh, God. You have these little tree frog footsies on. Like,
you've never seen those in the gym?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have them for, right?
No, actually, I have them for just walking around because shoes hurt my feet.
Jesus Christ.
That's like an item you wear in Metal Gear so you can stealthily kill someone. That's not something you just buy.
That's an added bonus.
No,
I put it up
very
again.
Quiet
now.
Now
I have to see.
I'm very quiet.
White
now.
People wear them in the gym because I'm sure there's some revolution saying like,
so "Oh, you can see the weird little toes on top."
Yeah, it's like a foot glove.
Yeah, so it's some people like barefoot running, right? So it's for barefoot runners. I don't do that because I prefer
anyone
a
barefoot
padding.
Running like just kill them on sight.
But
well, no, it's actually good for
your
feet.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, you weren't born with shoes on your feet.
The shoes are actually doing...
I wasn't born with penicillin either, but I'm a fan.
The theory is that the shoes are actually doing more harm than good because they're providing more cushioning and more orthopedic fixing to your foot, so it's actually messing up your legs. And that we
really?
Should all just run
See,
barefoot.
I buy into
yeah.
that.
I have another solution. I'm not going to run, ever.
Yeah, well, that's obvious.
The thing is, you know, millions of years of evolution did not include Nike and Reebok.
It's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
We're hunter-gatherers, so we should be able to run and chase down our food just fine and bare
feet. Should have had an eye for profit margins.
So it's a little protection from you know, rocks and glass and that kind of thing. So
I buy into it, except the fact that they just look retarded.
Oh, yeah, they totally look ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So
has Pants requested a footy jay with those on yet?
Oh, that'd be disgusting.
Really?
No, he's not the one with the foot fetish.
Who is? Please don't be indicating me.
Previous ex.
Previous ex had a foot fetish?
Yeah.
Creepy as hell. I have an anti-foot fetish. Keep your feet the F away from me. Don't even playfully put it near my junk. I will strike you once right in the throat.
You know, women like wife beaters. Girl beaters.
Not a beating, just a message.
No, I'd say I kind of do the in between. I probably look even more stupider. But I said that on
purpose.
Who's
more stupidest?
But I'll just work out in my socks and get all kinds of weird looks.
You are both
peasants. Oh, that is weird,
just
dude.
Just work out
in
your socks.
You get any traction with it.
No, I don't run in them. Like, when I do, like, calf presses and stuff.
Yeah. But aren't you afraid of your feet slipping?
All right, Hercules. Let's talk what we found in the trash for just a bit more. Because not only did I find the inlay to Los Sexorcisto, which I pulled up. Like a battle-scarred Marine would if he found Old Glory lying in the sands of a rock.
Cleaning its filth off.
Oh, I'm kissing it. I'm going to get that thing framed. That's just nothing to do. You don't do that to that CD.
I think you have to burn it now.
Yeah, do you want to have a ceremonial burning?
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it out back
lot.
Afterward when my self-control slips and I beg you for a cigarette as if my life depended on it.
No, that'll never happen.
Really?
No, that was reverse psychology.
I want a cigarette. Was that the desired effect? I want that cigarette badly. But while digging around through the used tissues, covered in what I hope to God was snot, and not some DJ killing time during Stairway to Heaven or Into Gata DeVita, I found another inlay. And this one filled me with disgust, but of another kind. Will?
Is this the one I'm... manhandling right now.
Yeah, it's well, you can read off what's doing on the front. Describe.
Ron Bell.
Set a scene. Well, what's on the cover? Like, what are the colors?
The Jolly Roger.
It's a Jolly Roger. The pirate flag for you goddamn imbeciles out there.
And what's striking about it is the quality of the product makes you think it was made for $5 circa 1987.
Well, the Jolly Roger, shall we say, a couple pixels, maybe like 10 or 12 pixels to it total.
It looks like, what was the
Mario Paint?
No, like before that, I mean, not what preceded Photoshop? Do you remember, like, back in the early 90s? Kate should know. She was in her 20s then.
I'm not that old.
She was in graphic design school.
We had Corel
Photo. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. Corel Photo Paint or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
So it looks like just some stock image lifted off of that. And then the most bland of text saying, it's not even like
it's just a Times
it's Arial.
New.
A
Sarah. It's Arial. Okay. Yeah, it's a sans serif Arial.
So
yeah.
Arial means just completely straight lines. None of those little.
It's what I type my college papers in. That and Times New Roman.
No, yeah, but Times New Roman, you know how like at the end of the letters it kind of like cascades
serifs.
Out. Is that what those?
It has serifs. Yeah, the little doodly things.
Jesus,
on the end.
I don't know any of this.
I'm sorry. It's not like I went to school for this.
Okay.
They
okay,
actually
fine.
Teach you fonts.
Yes, I took entire classes just about typography.
Do they teach you to avoid Comic Sans serif like the
they
plague?
They teach you to avoid that crap that I'm looking at right now.
It's okay.
So we got the Jolly Roger, and whose album is it?
It's Ron Bell's.
Ron Bell.
And what's the name of the album?
Here's the coup de grace.
What's the name, Will?
Facebook Pirate.
He's the Facebook Pirate.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, we dug that out at about 2:45 today, and Kate and I went ape-s.
Did you go to his website?
Oh, of course. I mean, at first I Googled it, and you type in Facebook Pirate Ron Bell, and first of all, great album title choice. Ass, because every Ron Bell on Facebook ever pops up before you. How's about that?
What was so off-putting to me is you just look at the cover quickly, and you're like, oh, it's some piece of S late 80s CDs. And then you see Facebook, you're like, wait a minute. This is like made in the last 5 years.
This is just the weird crap. They've kind of cleaned out all the weird CDs here, but this is just a weird community station. Like, parked out front in some guy's back seat. I parked right next to him. I saw, like, out of a container, just a bare bowling ball and a bag of dog food. Like, what the hell's with everyone here? What?
Those are the signs of someone who has their life on track.
There's no
you know the dog food is for him, too.
There's no way there isn't human flesh somewhere in that car. That's all I'm saying. So you open up the Ron Bell Facebook Pirate Tour de Force. Will's going through it now. I didn't
it's
spend
like an
too
assembly of kid touchers. Like, look at those grins.
Yeah, and well, we finally see Ron Bell, the pirate himself, on the inside.
He's got a little Kenny Rogers thing going on.
See, now,
it's like if Kenny didn't have the surgery.
But he does. Look at how high his eyebrows are.
Maybe he's just excited.
Yeah, because he's like got a little kid behind that keyboard.
Now this is where I drew the line, because I was totally fine with mocking the front and back of that CD cover. And then I opened it up and I see this guy who's just a middle-aged schlub trying to make music. And I was like,
How dare you call the pirate of Facebook a middle-aged schlub? He's a buccaneer.
Do you like the Jackie Martling drummer as well?
Oh, just it's a bunch of and God, there's just so much to start with. Here, pass it my way.
And I just
first, I'm going to go with what Kate knows.
My heart broke a little bit.
And then there's like
not one, but two saxophonists.
I didn't notice that,
because not one saxophone can handle all this rock. Then there is, I can only assume, the pirate's wench.
Yeah.
To his
yes.
Left.
Yes.
And that's
I would
the
presume
other
that's Don Bell.
Weird thing. There's just two like lovey-dovey pictures of them. Like, amongst the band photos.
Yeah.
Well, she's the background vocalist.
No, it's like they
and
hired
mashed
a photographer.
Together, too. Like, yeah, so it's like you open it, and there's literally just two panels on the inside. You know, this is an inlay folded over on itself. There's no page after
because
page.
Because you know what this is. This is some guy, some middle-aged guy with his middle-aged buddies, and they started a band, and only one of them could play guitar, so the two of them could play saxophone because they played it in high school band.
Yeah.
So they break that crap
Where's
out.
Where's the clarinet?
And then the only fans and listeners and anybody who's interested are their buddies.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And us.
Before we go any further down, mocking people for that. Continue.
So everybody wants to see, oh, it's Ron and his wife, Dawn. Look,
yeah,
they're
look
so
how
sweet
in love they
together.
Are.
They have a band. Did you
how
know?
How great would it be if that
John,
was his shtick?
John, did
schtick?
You know that they have a band?
This is his
we
schtick.
We should go see them at Spanky's sometime.
He goes to the local Mexican restaurant and is just crushing ass on the side.
Like, all this is an elaborate laundering
somehow,
scheme for coke money.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, his pinky nail isn't grown out, so I don't think he's into that scene. So, yeah, we go to the next
Ron
page.
Ron Bell's responsible for, like, 50 kidnappings and murders in Arizona.
And it's just all these squished-together pictures. Like, the resolution's so effed up.
Oh,
it looks like funhouse mirrors.
This is clearly a word design job. I mean, it's so bad.
I mean, the balls. Pure balls. Pure effing balls.
Where do you get your balls big enough?
Yeah, where do you get your balls big enough to put out this CD?
Does he explain what Facebook Pirate means anywhere?
No, it's in the... Read the song listing.
We'll get to
read
the
song
we'll get
listing.
To the bottom. But first, here's the track list in case you want... In case you're
this
like...
Is where...
You're on the fence about buying yourself a copy and your loved ones a copy of Facebook Pirate. I think this will seal the deal. We start off with Party Like a Pirate.
Is that...
What? I mean, it almost sounds like an Andrew WK song.
Does that mean rape women?
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Just backdoor shenanigans. I don't know.
Sawing off
Party
limbs.
Like a pirate, get her drunk, saw off an arm, and go
exactly.
In the back door.
Fondling parents. Lyrics by R. Belisle, his real name.
Belial, yeah.
Oh, Belial.
Because Ron Bell's his stage name?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
actually some filthy guinea.
Here's what really blows me away. At the end, narration.
Oh, Jesus.
By D. Belial. So
it's misspelled. I just want to point out
what,
narration
with one R?
Is misspelled. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Narration.
Wow.
Narration.
Damn. Number two, we got Living in Paradise.
Because he clearly is.
Yeah, exactly. He's got all this. We got Facebook friends. Meet me in Margaritaville.
I'm pretty sure you can get sued for that, buddy, but okay.
Yeah. All other, and that's it.
You don't think Jimmy Buffett has, like, every trademark on Margaritaville possible?
He's a pirate. He doesn't give an F.
That's right, man.
Plundering other people's copyrighted material.
Yar! I care not for American patent law.
Please tell me you dug up some samples on RonBellMusic.com.
We did. Are you ready for our new intro song? Ace of Spades and Motorhead. You've been rendered outmoded.
I mean, judging by the fat guy in the party animal t-shirt, I'm just guessing it's Buffett, like...
Oh, and the Meet Me at Margaritaville and the pirate reference and the paradise. And
none of that.
You think that's Buffett derivative?
No, actually.
How great would it be if he even had
in all
his own
seriousness,
line of, like,
I didn't draw
shrimp.
Any of those parallels until right then.
All right, you ready? Oh, you know thought the he set? Was like a Somali pirate vibe?
I didn't get it.
Some tribal chanting and drums. And
I still don't get the Facebook thing, but the sad thing is, it can't even be that much worse than Jimmy Buffett.
The worst thing is, 3 years ago, he had MySpace pirate. Well, and 3 years before that, he was the Friendster pirate.
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, unless he really sucks, like, I think Jimmy Buffett sucks. The difference between this guy and Jimmy Buffett is just $1 billion.
I was going
to
say.
That's about it.
Several millions and being about 30
being
years
first.
Late to the
oh,
party.
Dude, Jimmy
first,
Buffett is retarded rich. He's like one of the biggest concert... Because
people like stupid.
They just go there
people
to get
like
smashed.
Stupid.
They have goddamn Jimmy Buffett license
exactly.
plates. That's how big he is. Metallica's huge, but I don't see goddamn Master of Puppets plates on the roads.
But you That'd do see awesome. Parrot Head.
Yeah, you see Parrot Head. What did you say? I completely trampled. And it might have been a reference to Metallica. So
no, I was just saying
a
Master
awesome.
Of Puppets plate would be awesome.
Thank you. It would. With the little sure. graves?
Yeah.
A little Ride the Lightning plate, maybe?
You pay little... $20 and you get
yeah. I won Lady Justice plate.
Oh, that means he gets a taste of all those.
Of course.
Son of a bitch.
Dude, the loot he makes is stupid. Why wouldn't you want to be an ishy Jimmy Buffett? That's still got to be a decent racket. Like, just completely plundering his scene. He probably makes decent local loot.
Oh, I'm sure Fish does all right from their goddamn Ben and Jerry's sales.
Yeah.
Fish food.
Why aren't you in on this, Will? Why do you have to be, like, in a goddamn kitten-killing black metal band?
Pastor of Muppets.
Yeah, exactly. Why aren't you recording that? And Justice for
just
Some.
Just a little priest suit and a puppet on your hand.
Rides of Thunder.
Kill
the Almost Black album, the Off Black album. Come on,
the supremely dark gray album.
Yes. Why can't you do this?
I don't know. Play it. Maybe I can.
You actually can. I bet you can.
All right. All right.
I believe in you.
Open your ears. Open your heart.
Oh no.
Here it comes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. This is some new. My mind is growing at exponential rates hearing this. How about you, Will?
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, there's a party on the island tonight.
This sounds like the theme to the Elephant Show.
I'm just curious as to how much time Ron Bellizio has spent in the Caribbean.
Probably more than the time he spent with his neglected children. Tiki torches. Apparently, this song is about a party on the island, and it's titled Party on the
Island.
Now we've got the Mexican waltz. Can I kill this before I kill myself? It's a contest. It's a race.
This isn't even a waltz.
No.
Waltz needs to be in 3.
Yeah, it needs to at least be 3/4, and there's a certain implied
So he's a goddamn
emphasis.
Liar on top of it all.
Yeah. We cross the border at unless he means Mexican waltz, like a you know, like a Mexican standoff or something. You know, it's like the Canadian waltz is actually in 6/4.
Like a Cincinnati bow tie doesn't have to take place in Cincinnati, that kind of thing. All right, so there you go. That's what I found in the trash can of what was killing us for about 15 minutes before the show, I want to say. I mean, Kate and I were just going on and on about it.
And I feel bad. I feel bad because he's probably
Why? He brought it upon himself.
He's probably some really nice guy just out there to have fun with him and his friends. But then he had to try and make something. And now I have to
He made the mistake of getting noticed by me while I'm behind the mic.
Where did you see the track listing?
On
the back. In a barely distinguishable font.
I don't see it.
Exactly. So that's how noticeable
it's not
it
a
is.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's just a list. Yeah.
And Will's not a dumb guy either.
Oh,
although
dude,
I got
wait,
3 hours
see.
Of sleep last night.
Can I see this? Okay.
I'm a little slow on the uptake today.
Don Bowman, background vocals, sax, flute, and piccolo. Piccolo is spelt wrong. They spelt the dude's instrument wrong.
Yeah, because piccolo. It's not piccolo.
It's two C's. It's not piccolo.
No,
it's not picante.
O's,
you are really on with the double consonant thing.
Well, they, I can't help it. They keep messing it
narrator,
up.
Narrator, piccolo.
It's wrong.
Wait, isn't piccolo spelled with two O's, though?
I don't even know about that. I know it has two C's.
Can you Google piccolo?
Look up piccolo.
All right. I'm going to just type in P-I-C-O-L-O.
Yeah, please do. And Google will be like, do you mean piccolo?
Yeah.
I like what it means. Do you mean black people stole my car? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a farce.
I think it's A-L-O, but I could be totally wrong.
P-I-C-C-O-L-O.
Oh,
we were both right.
Awesome.
Oh.
So it's wrong
twice.
In two ways. I was, oh my gosh, wait, accordion is spelled wrong too. There's two C's in that.
I didn't want to go back to it. Son of a bitch. Oh, Ron, you got one over on me.
They spelt the instrument names wrong.
Their names have to be wrong then. I mean, like, it has to be that bad.
Belial.
Accordion with one C.
Ron Belial. And no one can spell it or pronounce it, so he just goes by Ron Bell.
Do they have guitar without a G?
Okay. It's just GTR. Like a ministry.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Back to Ron Bell. Buy that album, Facebook Pirate.
There you go, buddy.
There, no harm done, right?
Free plug.
Does it say if he's local? I actually really want to know.
Half an hour of free promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Might have to go to his Facebook
and I'm
going to
type him into my SEO and stuff.
Can we friend him on Facebook? Please do.
I'll do it right now.
Please do.
Ron Bell.
Yeah, he's got to be. It's at cox.net. Although Cox is everywhere. But...
Ron Bell.
But I was saying that's a, you know it's the mark of professionalism when you have your own URL,
oh my God,
but your email address is still cox.net.
He's holding the guitar.
Aw. Is he holding it upside down?
No, no, no.
Okay, he's got it in the right position. That's
good.
He's
in a big fat dude airbrushed shirt, and it's just like a tiger clawing out.
Oh, I really wish I could see that right now.
So he's worked at Self-Employed.
Oh, I love that firm. Slinging
hash.
Yeah, Self-Employed is code for unemployed. We've
Does
been
that mean
there,
he spent his savings on Facebook Pirate Production? Oh, now I feel really bad for Ron.
Just self-employed. There's no...
He'd be
oh
selling the
God.
Chiba.
He is goddamn old. High school. Graduated 50s. Class of 65 from the Kemper Military Academy.
65.
45.
Eight. So he's at least
he's
20
Maria's
years
age.
Older than me.
No, he's our mom's age, dude.
No. Wait. Oh,
no.
Yeah, 30 years older than me. Wow, I can't do math.
He's like 4 years
I can spell
younger
accordion,
than Mariah.
Though.
So, God, he's 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
And he's a fan of Troy Allen, The Island Castaways, the Dockside oh. Bar and Grill, Florida, Little Feet, and the Calypso Nuts.
Any children?
No. Just a link to the wife.
He never snuck one past her goalie?
Oh, God. And the picture for the wife is the one from the inlay.
With her,
does it say where?
With her giant upper arms that look like legs.
Oh, my God. Oh,
oh. That's mean.
No.
She
can handle herself in a fight. If even a tenth of that is muscle, she could punch through a cinder block wall.
I hate to run into that man in a dark alley.
Exactly.
Does it say where he
she
lives?
She could save old Detroit from all its crime problems.
Is he local?
No, San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
This piece of ish wind up here. Maybe he moved.
What the heck?
Like a turd in the tidewater, just made its way.
It came all the way across the country.
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly come from any further away.
Yeah, pretty much. Alaska.
Well, if you're out in San Diego, be sure to catch Ron Bell.
Ron Bell.
Before he skips the
country.
Touring
Florida at the dockside.
Can we move on?
Yes, please.
Can we please move on? Like, I feel we've just weeded out everyone. This is literally a show for us today.
Oh. Is it never?
Sometimes
what?
People listen. They've been known to. I've heard rumors on the internet.
Sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's skip to another sad, sad chapter in our nation. Ban interracial marriage? 46% of Mississippi Republicans say yes. Have you guys heard about this one?
Wasn't it not legal until like 1992 or something?
Probably like a, yeah, on the books type thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't surprise me. The number of ignorant people I've met in my lifetime.
I would just ban marriage altogether. Just
well,
do good.
They're
forever.
Not going to do that. Let's move forward with this story. Then we will expound upon that.
Now I want to send an interracial gay couple to Mississippi.
They wouldn't care about that so much, I don't think.
Really?
Maybe
it's interracial and gay marriage.
Yeah, but I think it's like save our white daughters from that.
Oh.
They wouldn't be like, oh, my poor fag son. They would be like, whatever.
That's true. They
let
wouldn't
the sodomites
be like that.
Have each other,
they'd
to
be
use
like,
their parlance.
Let's bash my poor gay son.
Yes. I like how you corrected yourself.
You did not.
I didn't say it in a way to insult. I would say homosexual in day-to-day. Day-to-day talk. I wouldn't call someone a fag. I was speaking
why
as
would,
a Southerner.
Why would you call them a bundle of sticks? Or a cigarette?
I actually know why they have the fag slang.
Really?
Is it the explanation
cigarettes?
From Lucky Louie?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to quote you Lucky Louie, so eat my ass. But it sounded pretty factual at the time.
It's because they used to burn them.
Yeah, they used to just burn gay people. Like a bundle of sticks.
So then,
that's nice and made up.
No, it's true, because a gay comic said it. So you know it's true.
Yeah. That's why black people for a time were called piñatas. Thank you. Okay, and now that we scared off our one listener, Rich Harmon, at home, let's read the article, shall we?
I love black men.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let's see if
that
I can
punch
this
up. That was my best impression.
That was really good.
I love black men.
Not bad.
I gotta love black men. I gotta work on the love.
Do it one more time.
I love black men. I love black men.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Thanks.
It's like
thanks.
A parrot.
Now
it can copy sounds, but it doesn't really know what it's saying.
Yeah.
So I just stood out on the corner screaming that one night.
Mm-hmm. AOL News reports that a new poll gauging Mississippi Republicans' preferences going into the 2012 election.
Well, hold on. When you say Republicans, does that mean like national, whatever, Congress or state senators?
No. People
no,
who identify
no,
with the
Republicans.
Yeah,
registered
voters. Registered as
no,
Republican.
This wasn't like, oh, you think anyone in the
state
party?
Senate, yeah.
Yeah. I okay. mean, they kind of like. I'm sure some of them believe that, and they're down with this sentiment. Like, they saw this poll, and, you know, they
did the
fist bump.
Hey, they're just representing their people.
Yeah, but no one's going to come out and say that.
Gotcha.
All right. 46% of GOP voters in the state think that interracial marriage should be illegal. And on top of that, 14% said they were unsure. With only 40%
saying
they're
cool. Well, that's only because
they
didn't know what interracial meant.
Ta-da! That was actually pretty good. I got to give you that.
Thank you.
And now I'm staring at the Cat Genie shirt again. Ta-da. Cat Genie and tease. So, I make a lot of jokes on this show. We all know that. But,
Wait, this is comedy?
Something a little wrong about that. Gonna go out on a limb
really?
Here. Something a little messed up about that.
Was this a phone poll or what?
I don't know. It do you think they went down to like clan halls or something?
I don't know, but I mean, because if it was just like a random phone poll, that means most people would more people would lie, you know, than what they wouldn't say that.
But wait.
Why? Because they don't want their house known as like a registered racist house
no,
or something?
Just like things people think and what comes out of their mouth are usually pretty different.
Wouldn't a phone poll be good then for that, like kind of anonymous, like
yeah, but I'm sure some people would still be like, oh no, I think it's fine
over the phone. So you think if we got them into like a sealed off voting booth, they would be like
an
dropping
anonymous.
The
yeah, it'd be like
90% right.
or something.
So actually, I'm curious as to why it was just Republicans polled Or if they actually pull Democrats and, like, the Democrat number was so much lower or something like that.
I don't know. Because, yeah, you always get the vibe down in the South that, like, the Democrats are priding themselves on, like, or only 1 in 3 of our people voted to ban the...
Or is it just because, you know, 98% of Mississippi residents are Republicans and, you know, they just don't count the 2% that are Democrats, so they didn't do the poll?
I don't know. I simply saw this the other day and I was...
I'm holding you personally responsible for this poll and I need to hear about your method.
Ever since Papa's Basement came out, that number went from 22 to 46. Take full credit. No, I was... that's messed up, man. That's messed up. People gotta be free to live their lives. I mean, as a white dude, no one really loves to hear that they're their
chick. Do you really count as white? I don't know. I still
I'm like off white.
You're ethnic.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. Still ethnic. I don't really see myself like other people lump me in as white
you
for the most
pass
part.
Pass as white.
Yeah, but I don't really like. I see myself as just like. I mean, like I know that when I saw kids in elementary school who were like blonde and blue and had names that were like 5 letters long. I was like, well, I ain't that.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, so I didn't fit in with that. You know, I had my little Bushman hair.
We don't fit in anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, castaways. Will, is your hair like John's?
No,
he had white person hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Will's more white than you are.
Yeah.
Will would definitely pass.
No, because this is like I shave all my hair off. I'm probably hairier than him in general.
It's true.
But that's all right, because you'd still you'd just be a hairy white man.
You
don't look ethnic.
Even on the Italians down there, though.
That's true.
You gotta be like Scotch-Irish. Who would take pride in being that? Don't you want to not be that? House of Painwood, that's it. But yeah, it's messed up. I mean, look, the whole stereotype, it all comes down to this. Everyone thinks brothers got like goddamn Subway 12-inchers down there.
Oh, they don't. I saw some fat old black guy at my gym naked.
Really?
Disgusting.
What was he packing? Would Sulu have laughed?
Yeah.
Would George Takei go,
No.
It wasn't pretty. We'll put it that way.
Why were you looking?
Because he had, like, such a huge gut.
Oh, I was giving you a hard time. I look all the time. For me, if any dude, this is going to sound gay as ish, I don't care. Any dude changing in front of me, I got to look. I'm curious.
I mean, I don't look at their dongage, but
oh,
like...
Oh, no, I look dead at.
Oh, God.
I'll go so far, I'll like roll up a paper towel and hurl it in the other direction as a diversion.
But I mean, if you're going to be flaunting it, like, it's always, oh, God, they're just disgusting.
So what, he just like unfurls the towel?
No, he's just like changing. That's fine. It's a locker room and all. You're allowed to do
and
that.
And this is showing off to you?
But...
And then he turns around, starts wiggling his hips.
I don't get it. It's like if you
shower.
The way
you're describing it is like burlesque music is starting to pipe in.
And he was so large that he actually had breasts,
yeah.
So he
you
could go, na-na-na-na.
Pasty so his nipples didn't shape.
No, there's just like guys who like weigh themselves naked, like go to the urinals.
Oh, they start
naked.
Walking around like they
like
own the
brush
joint.
Brush their
yeah,
teeth
wrong.
And like shave naked, just
first
standing
all,
at
wrong.
The sink.
Unless you're going to work. Right afterward in the morning, you have no excuse. Drive home. You're going to that gym because it's like 7 minutes from your goddamn house.
No, I've never showered at the gym. I mean, I've been going straight from the gym to work. I mean, who gives an ass?
Well, that's a little
some of
dirty.
Us who like to not smell at work to,
yeah.
To give
it. Just shower later. I don't get that stanky.
I don't want to smell like a hobo's beard, so.
Plus, I found this great new deodorant. I smell delicious.
Ass don't smell? Smear that in your armpits as well.
We get a whiff.
I'm just saying, if you're changing at the... Oh, man.
Kate, smell my piss.
No.
It's delicious. It smells like apples.
Hold on, I'll smell. I'm not going to leave them hanging.
This is horrible.
All right.
I am not... I'm sorry. And I would like...
No, it's really
I
good.
Would like to be... I would like to be, like, such a strong woman that I'd just be like, yeah, I can't believe I just saw that.
Smells like a pretty gal, not gonna lie.
Just smell it, come on.
No, I can't.
If I were kissing my way around a jug or two and I found that underneath the armpit, I'd be pretty happy.
It's delicious. It's Fiji by Old Spice.
Oh, man. So you smell like the Old Spice guy, then?
No, it's not like Old... It's... I don't know. It has a bunch of stupid descriptions on it, but to me, it's just like...
I just met the black guy riding the horse with the abs. Who has sex with
the
Kathy
with
Griffin, apparently.
I don't watch TV. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Though. Thank you for not leaving me hanging. Speaking of hanging, back to the interracial marriage talk. That's a segue.
Let's say, I mean, people think they're like bagging tens. The sad truth of the matter is they're getting just the disgusting fat Walmart pigs you see.
No, I mean, dude, brothers can pull hot white chicks too. I know what you mean. Like a lot of times it's a big tubby slop pile. And you're kind of
like... They like the full figure.
Yeah, and it's more
not
like,
to,
hey,
not to be racist,
hey,
or stereotypical.
Good for the tubby white trash, you know? Like, she's getting a pretty fit guy, especially considering how she's built.
I just want to interject here that I can smell the secondhand waft now, and it is very nice.
Thank you.
It's a lovely smell.
Can you go in now for a...
No, I can't. I cannot.
Is that cheating on pants?
No, it just weirds me out. Like, why would I dive in to smell someone's armpit?
Because it smells good.
It's not like
if it was gamey, like I showered in a week.
Yeah. This wasn't billed as, hey, Kate, I smell gross. And then he fans out his ass like Ace Ventura. It's an armpit. It's a deodorized armpit.
I would just go get the bar of deodorant and smell it. I can't, no. I can't do this.
Okay.
Girls got to have limits.
All right. But even if it's a hot chick, yeah, I guess it's, you know, it's just. For me personally, I'm not like Will. Will's just a monster down there. Black guys are afraid of Will. I'll put it that way. They don't want to follow after Will. They're just like, damn, you been with that? I don't know, girl. Get out. But, yeah, you don't want to think that your chick has just been, like, gutted out. You know, that her lungs have been punctured. Because how are you going to follow that act? At least me.
Who cares?
Really?
I remember, goddamn, it was Steve Lukather. I mean, he was talking about guitar.
What is that?
He was the guitarist from Toto. Which
what?
I didn't know they had
You're
guitar.
You're quoting Reb? Who? What
Beach.
Are these?
No, this I heard
Reb
in person.
Reb Beach.
When
Red
I went to
Winger,
USC, like one of the cool things.
You're quoting Winger and Toto.
No, like he came.
Can we wrap this up with Mr.
I don't remember how he was relating it to guitar playing. I think it's just, you know, it's basically don't be shy ever.
No, don't.
It's almost like the Milton Berle. He's like, go ahead and whip it out, because no matter what, someone somewhere is going to have a bigger one than you.
I mean, dude.
So just go.
A baby
for
comes
it.
Out of that thing.
Except for Milton Berle.
That's the exactly. Uncle Milty waved
to
that.
Win.
Oh, god damn. That was the best line ever. Do you know that one, Kate?
Mm-mm.
It was what? George Burns, right?
I don't even know where I heard the story.
Pretty much George Burns, Milton Berle. Another
I don't even know who Milton Berle is.
Old comedian who's rumored to have a huge dong. You know, they're just chilling in the back of some club drinking. It's goddamn, I don't know, maybe 1950 or something. And the guy who isn't Milton Berle is bragging about the size of his schlong. And George Burns turns to Milton Berle, who's just got a thermos down there. He goes, hey, Milty, pull it out. And Milton's, you know, he's all demure about it. He's like, ah, I'm not going to do that. And Burns goes, come on, just pull out enough to win. I don't know. I love that line, man. I'd also mm-hmm. love to have a penis like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the dead baby gerbil I'm packing. We'll let that ring in. I think Squire caught that line, and we'll be walking in 10 minutes, which makes our outro a little weirder. All right. We got a... So, yeah, we can agree that banning interracial marriage would be a bad thing. People could marry who they want.
Get rid of all of it.
Really? I wanted you to join me on that brave stance where I also say I'm against slavery. But
I'm going to have to think about it. Of course it's a bad thing.
Shut up.
Marriage in general is a bad thing, though. So when you think about it,
trying to accrue some
black people
here.
Are actually getting a favor done for them. It's like gay people.
Black people can marry.
You can thank us later.
Yeah, just quit stirring the pot, you idiot. Like, you're lucky. Just stay where you are.
Sounded a little racist.
No! Like, I'm talking about
you're
gay
lucky
people.
You don't have to worry about white people problems.
Well, just don't get
like
married,
running companies.
Well. You're very
stuff.
Anti-marriage. I am, too, for the money aspect of it, at least.
What are the positives
of
it?
Little.
You know,
like,
if,
what is the damned point?
Honestly, yeah, Kate, you've been married. Like,
you it, have? Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
just the, you know, I mean, there's the whole love, blah, 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 blah. But
you know,
it's like, what, tax breaks and that's it?
That's yeah, it.
There's not even that much of tax
yeah,
break.
I was gonna
and
say,
I filed a single anyway. But the point, you know, it's like religion to me. If it makes you happy and it doesn't hurt anybody else, then that's cool. Do it. Fine. But let other people do what they want to do. I'm very live and let live about this.
Yeah, but I mean, well, why did you get married?
She was young, man. She didn't know any better.
How old were you?
I went out with him for so long without getting married. Like, I didn't give an ass. And
I think that can happen a lot, too. That's how I see you getting sucked into it.
Or you just give up?
No, like, you were with a chick for, like, 6 years, and it's like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, and then he asked, and I was like, all right. But he only asked me because he was afraid he was going to lose me, which he was, and he did anyway. Getting married just prolonged the torture.
And tied up the law.
Did you cuck him? Answer the question.
Yeah, did you?
No.
Oh, that's a yes.
Oh, my Lord.
You hussy.
I am a hussy.
Was it ever?
It really was complicated because when you have someone asking you if you've done other things with people and you're young and stupid and you're like, am I supposed to make something up or am I supposed to be doing this? It's very confusing.
Look like the people that they don't like down in Mississippi?
Some of them did.
Some of them?
Oh, wow.
How old were you?
I was
20. I mean, and
you were 20 when you got married?
No, not when I got married. I mean, that relationship was for a while.
No, we're saying
your relationship was when till when? What age to what age?
This may not be exactly right because I can't really recall, but it was something like 22, 26, 27, maybe.
So like 6-7 years.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And when did the cucking start?
I honestly don't know. I'm not really good with timelines.
I mean, was it,
was
like
it before the marriage or afterward?
Yeah, because the marriage came so late. Like, I was ready to, and it had nothing to do with
anybody else. Was he
cheating
on you?
Else. I have no idea. And it's just,
sounds like a solid foundation of trust.
Yeah. I know, right? So, the marriage
Damn,
came
girl,
like very.
Let me draw them eyes.
The marriage came towards the end when I was ready to leave him, which had nothing to do with anybody else that I may have seen at any time before. It was just like, this is an effed up relationship and I really need to not be in it. And then he freaked out. He's like, so let's get married.
And you're cheating though. And I'm not saying that in like a scarlet letter way, because people should just bang whatever.
Yeah. It's not cheating if somebody knows. So it's like,
it's not cheating if you don't feel bad about it.
No. I'm saying like cheating implies that you're like sneaking around.
Yeah, that's true.
And so this
Wait,
is
so
what
was
I mean.
He
like
in
it
the
was
corner
a
rubbing it out.
Yeah,
like, was it what we see on the
was he
internet?
Holding like one of those huge VHS
and this is why I'm
camcorders?
Saying, and this is why I'm saying it's effed up because like right now I'm like, why on earth would I do that? But at the time I was manipulated into. I'm not saying I'm.
Wait,
completely
he
blameless.
Was making you do this?
I was not the person I am today.
So wait, he's just like, hey, do someone. For me, or?
I was really confused about what was going on.
Whoa.
I really, in retrospect, I feel like I was really being manipulated. But,
well,
you know,
you
I,
were,
I was also.
He was like, goddamn what, 16 years older or something?
Yeah.
Creepy?
Yeah, exactly. So, and at the time, I was just so young and confused and just like.
So you actually, then you're not home. Like cheating. This guy likes you. And he's like, hey, bang that for
kinda,
me.
Kinda, yeah.
Wow, so we were right.
That's some juicy crap, yeah. I mean,
but was it ever with women or was other dudes?
Both.
Both.
See, now we're I'm not like, I don't know, what can master. I say? As long as my last name never goes on this.
Was it
so.
was it more one or the other?
More dudes. More dudes.
Man, like, I wouldn't mind watching a show, don't get me wrong, but never involving some chick I was with.
I want to watch other people. I want to see some naked dude.
Oh, no, I didn't do it.
Was he in the room?
Open your boundaries.
No, and I'm not giving any more details on it either.
Did he quote-unquote clean you up after?
Oh, God, no.
That's wrong. No. And I'm not giving. Seriously, though, I'm not going to say any more about it because it's just getting a little too personal.
Can you show us a picture of this guy?
Yeah.
Well, I was just telling Papa Bear before the show that you would have, you know, he was lucky.
I'm picturing Larry Flint now, wheelchair and everything.
No wheelchair.
No, it was probably some creepy old, like, tattooed guy.
No.
Like,
no, he didn't get a tattoo, I think, until maybe after I got my tattoo.
Did it say Black D Slayer?
In fact, I can't even remember if he has a tattoo or not.
Across the forehead.
Oh yeah, he did. He got a big shoulder piece. That's right. No, he's this like roly poly, red hairish.
Oh god, like, he's the guy in the video. Is he packing like a roll of pennies, a roll of dimes?
It was less than impressive.
Oh man,
did he get in a cage while you were with these other guys?
Jesus.
Wearing a dunce hat.
How many of these videos have you watched, man? Oh my god. Oh god.
Well, I'm glad my past emotional trauma has brought you such joy.
I think we just feel bad.
It's
hilarious.
It's funny because we're joking around. We apparently hit it right on the head.
You're like banging around, and then you're like, "No, he really was a black D slave."
I'm telling you the truth that it was not because I thought it was cool to go sleep with other guys while I was seeing somebody
else. He's just like,
else.
"Do it,"
so
like a party favor, just passing you out.
So yeah,
man. There you go. I don't know what to say. There's no end. I mean, that's the show end, kids. I mean, on top of that tale.
And then he got violent, and everything was awesome. So
you didn't look like you liked that enough.
No, he after I broke up with him, after, you know, I don't think the divorce papers were final, but I was.
What's his name? Let's look him up
on
Facebook.
You know what's really funny is I have a recording.
Is it Ron Bell? Can we bring the show to, like, draw a nice 360?
You don't understand. I loved him.
He is older and roly-poly.
Yeah.
This is weird, but I do have a quote, like an actual audio clip of Kate's husband.
Oh, no.
Love black men.
What? What did you say?
I love black men.
Oh, sounds like a woman.
Yeah. Very effeminate. What a little roly-poly little turd. Wow. Damn, Kate.
You're one to talk, Roly Poly.
Oh, I'm cock diesel on these airwaves. Damn.
Yeah. So
no wonder
you
knit so much. There's a lot to repress in that skull here.
Yeah, see, I don't repress anything.
You
want to
get that genie cat back in the lamp?
You're sorry you asked now, see?
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty happy we did, but I just feel bad.
You don't feel bad.
God, you should have busted that out at the start of the show. We would have been really nice. Now we're going to forget about it by the time the next episode rolls around. We'll be back to square one. Well, damn, Kate, you brought it today. Good Lord.
Thanks. Would you like me to tell you about my traumatic childhood?
That's next week. Pace it out. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Good Lord. Spiritual depths of Kate's torment. Kate, want to thank you. Maybe if you want to follow at Atomic Kate, I don't. Maybe you don't after this. She's there on the Twitter.
Yeah, and I don't like talking to people about their own problems either because I got over it, so I don't give an S about what you're going through.
Yeah. Good God, damn, poor thing. We're gonna have a good cry after the show out front. We got at Billy Basil. Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
Give him a tweet. He's a funny lad as well. And you got me on Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. Find the show on Facebook, Papa's Basement, as well. Show website in papasbasement.com. So until next week, live Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.